Indigo wiped the rain off her face, clearing it for a split second, if that. The torrential downpour continued with relentless fury, slamming ice-cold bullets against her skin and turning the night dark of the forest impenetrable. Ducking her head, she spoke into the waterproof microphone attached to the sodden collar of her black t-shirt. "Do you have him in your sights?" The voice that came back was deep, familiar, and at that instant lethally focused.
"Northwest, half a mile. I'm coming your way."
"Northwest, half a mile," she repeated to ensure they were both on the same page. Changeling hearing was incredibly acute, but the rain was savage, drumming against her skull until even the high-tech receiver she'd tucked into her ear buzzed with noise.
"Indy, be careful. He's functioning on the level of a feral wolf."
Under normal circumstances, she'd have snarled at him for using that ridiculous nickname. Tonight, she was too worried.
"That goes double for you. He hurt you in that first tangle." "It's only a flesh wound. I'm going quiet now."
Slicking back her hair, she took a deep breath of the watery air and began to stalk toward their prey. Her fellow hunter was right. A pincer maneuver was their best bet of taking Joshua down without damage. Indigo's gut clenched, pain blooming in her heart. She didn't want to have to hurt him. Neither did the tracker on the boy's trail, the reason why the bigger, stronger wolf had been injured in the earlier clash. But he'd have to if they couldn't bring Joshua back from the edge. The boy was so lost in anguish and torment that he'd given in to his wolf. And the wolf, young and out of control, had taken those emotions and turned them into rage. Joshua was now a threat to the pack, but he was also their own. They'd bleed. They'd drown in this endless rain, but they would not execute him until they'd exhausted every other option. A branch raked across her cheek when she didn't move fast enough in the stormy weather. Sharp. Iron. Blood. Indigo swore low under her breath. Joshua would catch her scent if she wasn't careful. Turning her face up to the rain, she let it wash away the blood from the cut. But it was still too bright, too unmistakable a scent. Wincing, their healer would strip her hide for this. She went to the earth and slathered mud over the superficial injury. The scent dulled, became sodden with earth. It would do. Joshua was so far gone that he wouldn't detect the subtle undertone that remained.
"Where are you?"
It was a soundless whisper as she stalked through the rain-lashed night. Joshua hadn't taken a life yet, hadn't killed or maimed. He could be brought back, if his pain, the vivid, overwhelming pain of a young male on the cusp of adulthood, allowed him to return. A slashing wind, bringing with it the scent of her prey. Indigo stepped up her pace, trusting the eyes of the wolf that was her other half, its vision stronger in the dark. She was gaining on the scent when a wolf's enraged howl split the air. Growls, the sickening clash of teeth, more iron in the air.
"No,"